the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half-past and ever o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Yeah, this is the Movie Magic Podcast.
I don't think that's... Did we change the name?
I don't know.
This probably is a podcast that we can't even use then.
This is the TV Movie Cynics Netflix Reviews
podcast.
Stupidest name ever.
Yeah, I haven't thought of anything better
it's
yet.
Stuck. It's done.
Yeah, I guess it has.
It's stuck.
Oh, well.
Can't change it now.
That's fine.
People have grown accustomed to us saying whatever that we just said.
Okay, so mostly I watch a lot of shit off of Netflix.
Jumping right in?
You got something to say.
I don't think I watched anything. The only thing I watched this week was Rick and Morty.
Which is awesome.
But that's it. I didn't watch. That's the only TV I watched.
All right. I mean, that's on you, man. I'm not making you not watch TV.
Well, I'm very busy. I'm not even busy. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do with my time.
Napping for 8 hours?
Apparently.
Before bed? Listen, I got to get a quick 8-hour nap in before bed. I'm a busy man.
At the library, doing research.
Yes, on sleeping. Mm-hmm. And dreams. And I do that while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
So, I actually saw a real movie. I went to the cheap shows because it had Selfless on there. The one where they're downloading, you know, brains and whatnot.
Looked very dumb.
It was okay. I mean, it's what you expected. Nothing new. I would have wanted...
It's an interesting concept, and then they just make it
I would have wanted
like
different...
your usual action movie.
Yeah, well, you know, there's action, and the kind of... You know where the ending's going to be. You know he's going to fucking, you know, sacrifice himself for the family and blah, blah, blah. I'm not giving anything away, because who cares? But,
no one saw this movie. No one will.
Yeah. But, you know, it's okay. It's a fine movie. Like, as I said, I would have went a different direction with the story, though. For me, it would have been, how interesting would it be for this service to actually exist, and what if people just lived forever? Your body dies. Before you go, you transfer it to a younger body. Now you live another life. That one gets old, transfer again. Meanwhile, it's like a fucking 1,000 years later. And you're still going. You just keep transferring, like, forever.
Where do you get these young bodies from?
Well, that's the thing of the movie. They tell the people
that they're like
who are getting
their volunteers.
No. They tell them that they just grow them, you know, like cloning, genetic engineering. They just say, like, listen, we just grow this shit. They're not, you know, real people. And where do you download it into them? They're a blank slate and blah blah blah. But meanwhile,
that's similar. Well, not I don't know. That's similar. But remember in the island, they said like, well, they're not alive, but it ended up they couldn't do that. They wouldn't
work.
Yeah,
it was the same thing in the island, pretty much. But that for the island, it was like, you know, spare parts. But in this, they kind of made deals with people. If not outright, just they didn't really say they kidnapped anyone. Like the one guy, you know, the main guy, they made a deal with him. His daughter was dying of cancer, and he said, listen, you know, you give your body over to us, we'll fake your death, and we'll pay for your daughter's treatment. So he did that.
He sacrificed himself?
Yeah. And so now
I wouldn't do that. That's
Ben Kingsley is in that dude's body, and you have to keep taking this medication every day. He fucked him hard. And if you stop taking the medication, you get like weird seizures and you have hallucinations, except guess what? They're not hallucinations. They're memories of your host body peeking out.
Well, didn't they take the other brain out?
There's no brain to take out. You just kind of like overlay it.
Oh,
and with that
yeah.
medication...
Oh, I see.
It suppresses the
old... So it's
old...
not like that movie from the 80s, Seeing Julia, or whatever the hell it was called, where they just
no, like
brains.
Actual brains. It's... No. That wouldn't work, because the brain is organic tissue. You couldn't take like a 100-year-old brain. It's still fucking fucked up, man. It's old.
I guess.
It's falling apart. But, like, you know, it starts peeking through, and he realizes he's a real person. But like I said, it's okay. Now, I saw that there was a new time travel movie on Netflix.
What?
And you know I love time travel, and so do you. So, it is called... which one is this? Flight World War II. And it was so fucking horrible.
You know what? You see this in the title, I got disinterested.
Yeah, because it was such shit.
I don't care about
World War II. Normally, when a movie's so bad, I just fucking... I gotta bail on this. I can't watch this whole goddamn thing. But just because it was time travel, I wanted to see where it was gonna go. So I watched the whole thing. And man, okay, this is the premise. A normal flight, transcontinental, you left from Washington, D.C., you're on your way to somewhere in Europe. And then they hit a crazy storm, go through a portal. Now it goes from daylight to nighttime immediately. They're confused. All their equipment that runs off of, like, satellites is gone. Only their radar works.
That sounds interesting so far.
Okay, yeah. Meanwhile, bad actors. One stewardess, really fucking hot. And then there's another stewardess that is the grossest-looking old lady you've ever seen. Quite a contrast. So, they're just flying around. And then, meanwhile, like, listen, the only thing we can do is kind of dip down below cloud cover. And, you know, get a visual confirmation of where we are. Let's figure this shit out. So they do that. They're in a war zone. You have German bombers, you know, there's the city on fucking fire. All this shit goes on. I'm going to kind of cut to the chase. They realize... Well, one guy realizes they're... I'm explaining this bad, I'm sorry. There was a couple college professors who were on their way to a World War II... museum.
Of course.
So, as they're looking experts out the window, they're like, wait a minute, you see those planes? Blah, 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 blah. So they go up to the pilot, and they're like, they're explaining, and the pilot's like, that can't be. No. And there's some asshole guy on the plane. He sneaks up and listens to them. So he's buying it, apparently. So he tries to take over the plane because he needs to kill Hitler. And there's a couple army guys on the plane, so they try and, you know, regain order, and there's a fight. They're like, listen, we can't go kill Hitler, because if we try to kill Hitler, who knows what'll happen? Who knows what else could change? It was just fucking, the dialogue was bad, everything was fucking bad.
Everyone's an expert about timelines.
Yeah, they all knew time travel, but then they figured out that they weren't in their past, they were in an alternate history past, because like, they got in contact with somebody on the ground. Some Brit, and they realize that, okay, the British don't have radar. And it's like, well, the British did have radar at this point, so I guess we're not in our timeline. And the Americans aren't in the fight.
How many
they were
people,
at this point.
How many regular people would know all this stuff?
Well, they're college professors, so of course they know all that.
I mean, if you know science fiction.
Yeah, but it was pretty shitty. And they...
I dare you to watch Riley Rewind on Netflix, because it's time travel and it's even worse.
Really?
It's a web series that they somehow put on Netflix, and it is so shitty. It is just the worst.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a sucker for time travel.
You watch it.
But it was just,
and if you don't think Riley Rewind is the worst piece of shit you've ever seen in your life, even worse than the Christian movie I saw about time travel.
Well, you gotta check out Flight World War II.
I will.
Now, speaking of pieces of shit, there's a new Netflix series called, like, what the fuck is that called? Wet Hot American Summer, I think.
Yeah, it's a cult classic, the movie.
Yeah, but not this.
Did you see the movie?
I don't know, maybe I might have seen it years ago, I don't know.
Well, then what are you watching the series for? It's not gonna be funny to you. The whole point is that they're playing younger, they're younger, people younger than what they played 20 years ago. That's the whole joke.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm sorry. You shouldn't have a fucking thing where you need to watch something else before you fucking watch the other thing. I'm sorry. That doesn't work for me.
What do you mean it doesn't work for you? That's how that stuff works.
You can't just fucking watch the show.
If they made a series of something that you, some movie you loved, you'd like it, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
But then from your point of view, if you never saw the movie, like, fuck that. It's not for you then. You weren't a fan of the movie. Why are you watching the show?
I don't know, because no one said I had to watch something else before watching this.
You knew it was a movie.
No, I didn't. I don't fucking know. I'm not... I don't. How the hell do I know?
Well, then you can't have a good.
Hey, they put a fucking show on Netflix. I'm gonna go watch it.
You knew that it was a movie.
I did not.
You don't do any research before you watch shit?
I need to do research before I watch a fucking movie.
It's a TV show.
I need to whatever. Would you do research before you watch MacGyver?
Yeah, but I knew that what it was. It's a prequel to the movie, where they're actually playing younger than they were in the movie, which was made 20 years ago. That's the joke.
Okay. In nowhere in the description of this show does it say any of that stuff. Nowhere. So I don't know why you think I should know that I need to do
research. You never heard of Hot Wet American Summer.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Well, then your whole review of this is invalid because you didn't know that it was a movie. That it was a prequel to the movie. And that's the joke.
I guess. I'll tell you what. It spoiled me on it. I'm not going to go and watch the movie so I can watch this shit again. I don't care.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, give it a go.
Well, I saw the movie, so.
Well, now you're going to love this other stuff.
And my good friend Jake Fogelness is a writer on there.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that
guy. So now it's going to be great. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Now, I was also... Man, I got to keep this thing going. You need to watch some shit, man. But... I don't know.
Let's bore everybody with your reviews.
Well, then what? You want to end the show? You didn't watch anything.
Go on.
Try watching a fucking movie.
Go on.
There was this, like, whole influx of medieval-type movies on Netflix.
Sounds like shit.
And
Unless they're, like, realistic.
Well, one of them was actually... Most of them are pretty shitty. You know, I just watch it just because it's... fighting and gore, you know, people getting killed. That's always fun. But there was one that was actually kind of good. It was a Swedish flick. Half...
That's my Swedish chef impression.
It was like half English, half Swedish with subtitles. So it wasn't too bad.
Swedenish.
Amerish. And it was like... I guess it was based on a true story. And apparently it was the Swedish version... of Braveheart. This guy who was a what the fuck you call those Templar Knights, you know, those guys.
Yeah.
So he was one of those, and you know, it's the fighting. He's off in the Middle East. He's trying to, and he's coming back and protecting his homeland in Sweden and stuff like that. You know, it was actually pretty good, which is rare for, like, you know, sitting through a foreign flick. Something you never heard of. I really enjoyed it, especially compared to all those other shitty ones. There was, like, another Templar movie with Nicolas Cage, where he was a Templar, too.
What's this movie called?
Oh, my God. Which one? Oh, so, you know, I didn't even name the first one. Arn the Knight Templar. His name was Arn, A-R-N. I liked it. Like I said, it was pretty good. Oh, man. There's so many different... I think Outcast is the next one where Nicolas Cage...
Outcast? Those two guys that sing?
Yeah. Yeah. They're also Templar Knights. And this one was with Nicolas Cage. Another kind of shitty, but more fighting. They were in the Middle East, and then they eventually abandoned that and just kind of wander over to fucking Japan, I think, or China. Some Asian thing.
I want to look over to what they had on Netflix, but... My Netflix isn't working. It's just all black. Look. The new release is just all black.
They don't want to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I actually... Okay. I saw... Hercules, the one with the rock. You know, as usual. You know, it's fine.
You lost your mind.
It's fine. It's you know... You know what you're getting when you're going in. But Swearingen is in it.
Oh.
That's the movie I mentioned last week that had Swearingen from Deadwood in it. He is Hercules' buddy. The one thing I like about this Hercules movie, they don't go... Not really. They don't go the god angle. Like, you know, he's half god. Their angle is he's kind of a con man, and he just kind of convinces people that he's half god. Because in the beginning, he's like by himself, and he has all his buddies hidden around. So when all these people come to attack him, it looks like he's doing all this shit. But really, they're kind of like hidden off, and they're like killing the guys where no one can see him.
Sounds boring.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was super bore fest. You know, fights and shit.
I don't like that kind of movie. I like a movie that makes you think. You know, things that make you go, hmm.
I like that song, too. Things that make you go, hmm.
Whatever, that's it.
Yeah. What, you fucking done? I got like 18 more movies I fucking saw.
We're good.
But if you don't like, listen, Sword of Vengeance, Outcast, Ironclad, Hercules, all that shit took place, you know, all in the same vein. Very strange. I don't know why Netflix just got those all in there.
Because it meant that Netflix really sucks for their choices they get.
It kind of does, man. I'm like scrounging the bottom of the barrel. A lot of these movies are horrible, too. But I just like, I need fucking something to watch, man. Because Mike isn't going to watch shit. It's all on me. Anyway, HotJoeWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell Mike to watch something.
Things that make you go, hmm.
By the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang, who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have to go. I tried to chill, she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yup, but she lost control, I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl busting, caught us creating the boom. She said,
girlfriend,
things that make you go, hmm.